Model Test 5, Writing Section.
First, read the passage on page 404 and take notes. Now listen to a lecture on the same topic as the passage that you have just read.
So now let's talk about how discipline relates to self-esteem. In studies of children, Coopersmith found that power and withholding of affection were associated with children who demonstrated low self-esteem. But management techniques were associated with children who exhibited high self-esteem. So it seems that parents should use physical punishment and withholding of affection with caution, right? Well, most psychologists oppose physical punishment for children under the age of 2, and some psychologists believe that discipline should be achieved without any physical punishment for children of all ages, referencing the fact that discipline means to teach, whereas punishment means to harm. Anyway, it's generally agreed that reinforcement of good behavior is more effective than waiting for bad behavior that requires punishment. But when discipline is necessary, setting limits with negative consequences that are consistently enforced seems to promote healthy development of self-esteem in children, especially when these management techniques are supplemented with approval, attention, and affection. I mean when parents try to catch their children in the act of doing something right and use that as a basis for positive reinforcement of their behavior.